Talking with head baseball coach at Boyd High School, Brandon Cox. Brandon, nice couple wins today, 15-0, 17-0 over Plainville. How'd the boys play today?
We played really well. We put all three aspects of the game together. You know, I don't know how many hits we had on the day, but we hit the ball around the field pretty good. We threw a lot of strikes, and then I don't think we committed an error either. So, you know, when you can put the defense, the hitting, and the pitching all together, good things will happen.
Coach, you've won six in a row after dropping the first three. What do you think the big difference in pitching is?
Just more experience, more time on the mound. I think we came out just a little bit rusty, and once we got our feet under us at the mound, you know, everything else kind of falls into place. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. But like I said, experience on the mound is the main thing.
Well, Coach, you've got some pretty good hitting from some of your older kids, but Adolph homered tonight, and some of the young kids are starting to hit the ball real well.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that are starting to swing the ball really well, and you know, they've put an added focus on that in practice, and we've had some guys come in after practice and take some extra cuts, and it's those kind of things that really help. You know, you put in time out there on your own to get better, and that's what a lot of these guys are doing, and it's starting to pay off quite a bit.
Coach, talk about your veteran crew, especially your pitching staff right now. What do they mean to you?
Oh, a whole lot. I mean, pitching and baseball is pretty much everything. And so, you know, we've got a solid leader up there. You know, Joel Rexroth really comes out and sets the tone for us. And he's pretty efficient, and he does exactly what he's coached to do. And he does a really good job up there for us. And then, you know, we've got quite a few other guys that come in. Joel Fuller threw pretty well the last couple of days. He's been out. You know, Jackson Weston comes in relief a lot of times and does a good job of throwing strikes. And then, today Colton Adolph came in. And that's a role we kind of want him to be able to do, is come in and you know, throw some shutout innings at the end of a game. And he came in and did that today. So we got a lot of guys that are stepping up, and it's really good to have that. I don't want to say luxury, but when you got quite a few guys that can come in and throw strikes, it definitely helps out.
Coach, talk about situational base running, second and third, one out, first and third, two out. What kind of things you go over in practice that you feel are very important when running the bases?
Well, you know, we do a lot of situational stuff as far as batting practice goes. You know, secondary is at second. You want to make sure the ball hits the right side on the ground before you go to third. We work on scoring runners from third base with less than two outs and getting a good read on a ball to the right side. We work on hitting runs. You know, just we try and hit everything that we can throughout the course of the week. So that's just a few things.
Coach, you got a big game in Salina at Sacred Heart on Wednesday night. Your thoughts on the Knights?
Yeah, we played them earlier this year. First game, they got us pretty good. And then we started the second game, and then the Lightning came in, and so we had to postpone it. So we're going to be making that one up on Wednesday. But, yeah, they're a good team. They're fundamentally sound, and it's going to be good to go up there and make up that game. I think we're an improved team since we played them last time, so we'll see where we are at this time.
Talk a little bit about your coaching staff. You got one back this year, and what are their jobs as far as coaches?
Jason Channel is our I call him our outfield coach and also hitting coach. I think all three of us are hitting coaches. But he's been with us for quite a while. And it's funny you ask that because today with the second win, this is the 100th win he's had as my assistant coach. And so I think that's a pretty big deal with the longevity. But he takes care of the outfield responsibilities and then also helps coach the hitters. And then we got Kevin Moroz's first season with us, and he's doing a really great job. He's primarily the pitching coach, hitting coach as well, but Kevin can coach everything. So he's been at it for quite a while. I think it's really cool. Kevin was my head baseball coach when I was in high school, and so it's awesome to be able to coach with him and go that route with him. But yeah, he primarily takes care of the pitchers and then also works on the hitting and basically whatever we need. So.
Well, Coach, talk a little bit about pitch count and special rules in baseball that maybe somebody on the street doesn't know about.
Yeah, pitch count, that's come in, it's probably been, 5 or 6 years ago, I'd say. It totally changes how you approach different games and that kind of thing. But I think the pitch count rules, if you throw 0 to 30 pitches in a game, there's no rest, so you don't have to do any days off or anything like that. If you throw 31 to 45, I believe it's one day rest. Then 46 to 60 would be two. 61 to 75 is 3 days rest. And then above 70, 75, 76 or more would be 4 days rest. And that's calendar days, you know, so if you pitch on Monday and you throw, you know, 75 plus pitches, you're going to have to wait until the weekend before you can pitch again.
Well, Coach, three weeks for regionals down at Lucas in 3A, and kind of give us three things that you really want your team to improve on before you head into regional.
Well, I think, you know, the stuff that we always talk about, you know, we got to continue to throw strikes and really come through in pressure situations. You know, that's going to be a big one. And I mean, that's offense, that's defense, that's hitting. And so I think we just need to keep focusing on those three things, keep working on the fundamentals in practice. And, you know, hopefully we just keep getting better and better throughout the year and not be satisfied with where we're at and keep trying to get better every single day.
Well, Coach Brandon Cox, thanks a lot for your time, and keep it going on Wednesday.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
This is John Bowden for Katy Country 94.1, Z96.3 Sports.